Father, and from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The portion of Scripture that I selected for our comfort today is recorded for us in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 11, beginning with the 17th verse. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she told him. "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world." This is the word of the Lord. Dear friends and family of our dear sister in Christ, Coralie. I didn't know Coralie until the final 5 years of her life. But one thing always stood out to me about Coralie. She was always busy. It seems as if she was always busy doing something, doing this or that. Even well into her 80s, she always found something to do. Much of her time was spent putting others first, volunteering her time to do the things she loved to help others. Much of her time was spent in a classroom. I know she spent countless hours volunteering, helping out in various classrooms here and there. She is heavily involved in 4-H. She is always teaching one way or another. Always busy doing this or that, especially if it involved children. She was also busy here at Holy Cross. She loved to teach God's little lambs, whether it's at Sunday school or Vacation Bible School or some other ministry that we have going on. During my time here, Coralie spent countless hours cleaning the church, even when it was getting harder and harder for her to get around. I can go on listing many examples of how busy Coralie was in and outside the church, but I know most of you know those examples better than I do. Now, why would Coralie go about being so busy at the Lord's house, adding all that extra time already on to her busy life? Those cynics might say, well, that's just who Coralie was. She was always busy. But there's more than that. It's because of the love Coralie had for her Savior, Jesus Christ. Busy. To me, that's one of the best adjectives you can have to describe our dear sister. She is busy almost into the end. It was March 5th, I believe, when they finally took her to the hospital and she actually complained of pain. The next day I saw her. It's about 4.5 months. Till the Lord finally called her home. Home not on Highway 23, but to her heavenly home. Death is never easy. It's not easy to die yourself. It's not easy to see a loved one suffer and die. To see a loved one struggle to do the most basic things. To see someone we love who wants to get better continue and fight with little or no results. Gorley and I had numerous discussions in those 4.5 months, how she desperately wanted to get better, and she looked forward to the time when she'd be able to help out in the classroom once again. She fought, but the Lord had other plans. But we're not here today to talk about how much Coralie fought. We're not here today to talk about her busy life or about her earthly life at all. Doing so often offers us no real comfort, no encouragement. We're not even here to talk about her death, per se. No, we're here to talk about the new life. The new life that Jesus Christ had given to her through her death. During the past 4.5 months, I had the opportunity of sharing many different portions of Scripture with Coralie. The last time I talked to her was this past Sunday. Many of you were in that same room with us. I shared a few portions of Scripture with her, including the text I chose to share with you today. And when I got to verses 25 and 26, the words of Jesus, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." I continued on with the words of Jesus to Martha, "Do you believe this?" And without missing a beat, without being prompted, Coralie confessed along with Martha, "Yes." Coralie knew her Savior from death. She wasn't afraid of dying. She knew and believed and confessed along with Martha her faith in Jesus as the resurrection and the life, her Savior from sin and her Savior from death. Her answer didn't surprise me, and I'm sure it didn't surprise anyone else in the room that day. Coralie believed in Jesus Christ alone. He was her Savior from sin and death. So Coralie lives, even though she dies. Her body might be laying there in that casket in front of you. She may have breathed her last, but she's far from dead. She lives even though she dies. Immediately, her soul went to be with her Savior in heaven. Well, Coralie's body is at rest. Her soul is busy. And she is busy in heaven doing something else that she loved to do here on this earth. Singing the praises of her Savior, she has joined the heavenly choir. Why is Coralie in heaven? Not because she was so nice and pleasant, not because she was so loving, not because she was such a good person, and she was all those things. No, she's in heaven only because of Jesus Christ. The long-promised Messiah, the Christ. The one who came into this world from heaven to live a perfect life that Coralie did not live. It was on the cross that Jesus took his perfect life, his righteous obedience, and gave that to Coralie. It was on the cross that Jesus took all of Coralie's sins upon himself, suffering for what she had done wrong, going through the pain and punishment, the eternal damnation that Coralie deserved for her sins, Jesus suffered. And so when God looked at Coralie, he didn't see a horrible, miserable sinner who deserved wrath and punishment. No, he saw his own dear child, pure and innocent, perfect and holy, because of Christ. But all this, the forgiveness of sins, the perfect life? No, that would be somewhat pointless if Jesus hadn't also risen from the dead and defeated death. And that's exactly what Jesus did 3 days after he died. He rose from the dead. won that victory over death, and he gives us that victory. And that is why he can say, he who believes in me will live even though he dies. What Christ did for Coralie, he did for you, he did for me, he did for everyone. He suffered and died for the sins of all, paid for the sins of the whole world, and received through faith in him. Faith, too, is a gift of God as the Holy Spirit works through the gospel. When Coralie answered yes to that question and confessed along with Mary that other day, she was confessing her faith in her Savior. And so we have no doubt that right now she is in heaven. And that's where our comfort today lies. Not in the life of Coralie, not in memories we have of her, not in friends or family and shoulders to lean on, but in the love and grace of Christ who paid the price that Coralie deserves and gave her that free gift of eternal life. Even though she is dead, she is living in heaven. And the same can be said for you. You will live even though you die. When you die, you too will live with Christ and you will be reunited with Coralie. You will see her again and you will join her in singing the praises of our Savior with all the other saints forever. Through faith in Christ, you will dwell with her and, more importantly, your Savior for eternity. And so today, even though we mourn, and it's okay to mourn, Jesus wept at the death of his friend Lazarus. Even though we mourn, we rejoice. We may not see Coralie again on this earth, we may not hear her voice, but we will see her again in heaven. We don't mourn for Coralie. Coralie is not mourning. Coralie is not sad that she has left this earth. She is in heaven praising her Savior, and we eagerly await for the time when the Lord will call us home to leave this veil of tears until the eternal joy of heaven everlasting. And we look forward to another day, the last day, which Martha called the resurrection at the last day, when the Lord will come with all his angels and raise all bodies from the dead. Our bodies will be raised the perfect and glorious body, just like Jesus' body. And then on that last day, our bodies and souls will be reunited, made once again the way God made us at the beginning of the world. Body and soul together, perfect and holy. And there, body and soul together, perfect and holy, we will live with Coralie and Don and all our fellow saints singing the praises with the heavenly choir. Coralie was busy throughout her life. Now she's at rest. All her soul rejoices. My final words are the comforting words of the Apostle John in the book of Revelation. So he saw a glimpse of heaven. I heard a voice from heaven say, right? Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit. They will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them. Amen. We join together in the Apostles' Creed as printed on page 5 in your worship folders.